look at Russia and Belarus, for example. They have the lion's share of potash. But you see what's going on now. There's restrictions in trade. There's sanctions. And how does that impact us? Well, we, of course, have phosphate in Florida. In fact, I have some operations within my own district. But they're being restricted because of an overly aggressive regulatory regime here in Washington, D.C. So all of a sudden, back home, our producers, who typically plan out a year in advance, right? They're thinking, well, maybe next year I'm going to just pull back. Maybe I'm going to plant half. Maybe I won't plant at all. Maybe I'll do this. People are starting to make adjustments, and it's going to get really tight squeeze because we're dealing with a lot of these global issues that are impacting us right here at home. And when you look at the cost, the price of fertilizer has gone up over 250%. So all this adds up to a really complicated picture of not just going to Publix or the grocery store and picking up, you know, your lettuce or your tomatoes or your onions, right? It's our producers operate off of market pricing, right? They can't just arbitrarily say, oh, well, fertilizer was up 250%, so I'm going to increase my prices by 250%. It doesn't work that way. So I think that's really important that people are cognizant of availability, one, and supply, but then also the pricing that goes along with it, because that's going to have a pass-through effect into other areas to an extent. But when it comes to agriculture, you can't exactly always pass along all of the input costs to the consumer because of the way that the industry is structured. So you have to wonder, how many lumps can our producers take before they fold?